that'll bring us to today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz for the SNM2 on vinyl and a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery tickets, all from Rat Radio, Metallica, and the New Jersey Lottery.
Some great prizes right there. Mm-hmm. All right, hopefully you win some cash.
And matter of fact, here's a chance for you to get some cash. DatelineCableTV.com. Would you like to earn $1,000 for doing a 24-hour horror movie marathon?
Yes.
Well,
that would be a piece of cake.
There you go. I mean, I don't know that it would be all that hard.
24 hours isn't so bad.
Most horror fans wouldn't even consider it a job, but CableTV.com is looking for someone to watch horror movies for 24 hours straight. If they choose you, you get $1,000 and $50 Starbucks gift card.
So I
you
love
can
this.
Get some coffee and stay awake. They don't care what you watch as long as you post about it.
I am so into this project.
You got to live tweet the whole thing. You can watch gory. You can watch killer clown movies.
Okay, I like those.
Folk horror monster movies, psychological thrillers, whatever.
Stephen King?
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching Stephen King then. And
throw your name in the hat at CableTV.com, apparently.
All right.
I love this next story. This is fantastic. This is fantastic. I love it when scammers get caught because they're a bunch of idiots. Dateline California, story number two. Some scammers got busted in Covina, California. They were going door to door, which seems kind of crazy during COVID, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
They're going door to door asking for donations for the Covina High School football team.
Okay.
I mean, that could be legit. It's the time of year when we usually see that sort of thing. Kids raising money by bagging groceries at the grocery store or standing at the exit with the empty coffee can, you know?
That is true.
Well, it's that time of year. Well, they were going door to door, collecting all kinds of money, and they only got busted because the door they happened to knock on the other day was the house of a teacher at the school who happened to be a football coach for the team they claimed to be on.
Oh, no.
Here's the audio from his, video doorbell.
Me and my partner, Aiden, we're fundraising for Covina High School football, and we're working really hard, sir.
Yeah, actually, that's funny you bring that up, because I know for a fact you guys don't go to Covina because I teach there.
Huh?
I know for a fact you're not working with Covina High School.
But I play running back position, sir.
I'm a football coach there at Covina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Busted. Oh, really?
I should just leave this porch now, I think.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's lucky he didn't get into more trouble.
I agree. I would have called the cops on the SOPs.
I believe that's a little bit of a grift right there.
Very much so. And now, Dateline Pennsylvania, as the brown flag of bestiality flies over today's No Sweat News.
Golly. Awful.
No horses were touched in the process of the reporting.
Oh, why are you even saying this to us?
Norman Zalek from Lykens, Pennsylvania, not far from Philadelphia, out near Harrisburg. Back in August, he sent a message to a woman on Facebook, asked if he could rent her horse.
Rent her horse?
After they chatted, he came clean on why he wanted to rent it. No. And that was so that he and his wife could have a threesome with the horse.
Oh, my God. People are so messed up
in
the head. The lockdown has taught me that these psychopaths are everywhere. A threesome with the horse?
With the horse.
A threesome.
Quote, we are an open-minded couple and we like to try different things. It was at that point that she turned the conversation over to the police, who followed up, and the cuffs have been administered.
Yeah. The cuffs have been administered.
I don't know. He might like that, though. I don't know.
Put that person behind bars forever. And the wife.
It's been a while since we've had the brown flag of bestiality fly over the No Sweat.
Oh, so upset.
It's terrible. I mean, what on earth? Yeah, can I rent your horse?
No. Not if you have that planned.
You can't even walk my dog. I wouldn't even let you see my bird from outside the window as it sits in its cage.
I just don't even like how it was. First of all, a relationship with a horse is quite bad enough. But now you're taking it up a notch by a threesome, and now there's going to be complicated feelings of jealousy between the horse and the guy, or the guy and the lady, and lady and the horse, or something.
Anytime you have a threesome, you got to set the ground rules. And I don't know how you do that with a horse.
That's what I'm saying. There's going to be some issues with that.
Listen, horse, I told you couldn't do that with my wife.
Yeah. You can't do that.
This is a recipe for failure.
This is, I could say a couple more things, but no.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I feel like.
Everybody, we're good? Good? Anyone else?
I feel like, yeah.
Okay.
You know, in Mr. Ed, they got him to talk by putting peanut butter in his mouth.
They certainly did.
How can I say this without getting fired?
Yeah.
There's a certain act. No, you know what? Never mind.
Let's just never mind.
I'm just saying, you know, a lady, you know.
A horse in a threesome. Tomorrow we get to do the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how that's going to work. I'm going to read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of our No Sweat News feature this week. One I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20.
One of them could be Secretariat involved in a threesome, for crying out loud.
Right. Now, if you could spot the one that I made up, then boom, you got a great shot at being a winner tomorrow morning at about 7:15 right here on the Wrap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.